money in unless you, the first rule, particularly for the smaller investors out there, you can't lose money unless you sell. And right now, the smart strategy is not to panic, just stay in, because we are going to have the biggest boom in the stock market we've ever seen under the Trump policies. We will find a bottom in this market quickly. We will hit 50,000 on the Dow easily by the end of this term. The first rule.
So there's Peter Navarro talking about what people need to think about right now in this moment where everybody is a little nervous watching the stock market. I don't think today right now is as bad as people thought it was going to be. Certainly, if you're watching the open of the stock market, you're like, oh, boy, here we go. We've got a guest in here who is much, much, much smarter when it comes to economics than I do. And Stewie can vouch for me that I will every once in a while be like, what is happening? Explain it to me like I'm 10. Stuart Rosen. Bloom from Stewart's American Mortgage, of course, a wonderful partner of our show. I've refinanced my mortgage with him twice, and we're so lucky to have him as a partner on the show. You also are watching all of this stuff, and I just want to open the doors to you, Stewie. What is your mood right now watching Donald Trump do what he told us in his campaign before people voted for him that he was going to do?
I think that Donald Trump is a master chess player. I think he's playing chess. I think he knows what the rest of the world is in panic. I think here in our country, we're in a little bit of a panic, but, you know, we're a very knee-jerk, reactive society.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you hear tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. The markets drop like crazy. Personally, I went into the market Thursday, Friday, even today. I think it's a great buying opportunity. If you look historically, these big drops, they rebound pretty quickly. It's just that, you know, everyone gets nervous and they panic. And I think it's a situation that's uncalled for. And this is the way it's been in our country since day one, is we don't remember. We don't look historically at what's going on. And we have to remember, we have a very smart business president. And he's going to play chess and he's going to do what's best for this country. He has no interest. After 4 years, he's not going to be a person probably that's going to be president of the United States. We have 2-term limits right now. He wants to be able to make this country the best that it can. I think he's doing things to make things happen. Wages are going to go up. Trade, I think other countries, there's even some I read this morning, the European Union is talking about negotiating some kind of zero trade tariff. He wants to balance the trade deficits, and I think that's a smart way to go. I'm not Donald Trump, but I think he's a chess player.
So, Stewie, you and I have talked about, I think we've talked about it on the show before, but your business is in mortgage rates, and you helped me refinance twice with a bagel loan where I didn't have to pay any money to do this, to go through the process of refinancing. And I've got one of those rates that's in the twos because you were like, Annie, do this now. And I was like, yes, sir. So I'm very glad that I did it. We have talked on the air since then, when you've come in to talk more about mortgages and stuff, that if we get to the place where we see mortgage rates in the twos again, something calamitous will have happened, had to have happened to get rates to come back down that much. But they've also been super high here recently. It always feels like somebody in the federal government's trying to put their finger on the lever to try to balance everything out and get it right where they want it to be right now. What are you noticing in the mortgage industry about rates? Is there a reaction there?
Well, you know, let's put in the trade. The tariffs are right into this perspective, okay? One of the things that President Trump wants to do is lower the interest rates. Federal Chief Powell, who's meeting today, was not very, you know, he says inflation is not going to where he wants. We're not going to lower the interest rates. It's questionable. Is it political? It's not political. But he wasn't prepared to do it. So I think that President Trump came and said, you know what? If you're not going to do it, I'm going to make you do it. And part of these tariffs are forcing the Federal Reserve to reconsider and go ahead and cut those rates. And I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it as many as 4 or 5 times this year. Originally, it was speculated 1 or 2. I had said before, 3. Now I'm thinking 4 or 5. So the Federal Reserve is going to cut those rates, bring those interest rates down, and it's a great opportunity. If anybody has financed over the last 3 years, you should refinance right now with a bagel loan, no closing costs. If rates go down later, you can do it again. It doesn't cost you anything. So I think what's happening right now is the rates are starting to drop. People are seeing them go down long term, but if the market rebounds, the stock market rebounds, you can see the rates creep back up a little bit for a term. So you have to take advantage of the opportunity when it comes about. And right this minute is that opportunity. If you're an existing customer of ours, we've already called you. We locked 30, 40 loans on Friday.
Wow.
So it's, which in our industry is a lot. So you want to be a customer of ours if you want us to monitor. If you're not a customer of ours, call us. Refinance for free, get rid of the PMI, get a lower rate, improve your cash flow. Whatever it is, grab it while you can because next week it can change.
So how much does the trade, does the tariff implementation, is its effect on the mortgage industry just simply like how the markets are going, if the rates get lowered? If Donald Trump has great success, if Donald Trump's tariff plan works exactly how he expects it to work out, what does that mean for home buyers and the mortgage industry?
Well, let's back up first, get an understanding of why the rates dropped so much mm-hmm. on Thursday and Friday. So if I'm an investor and I have $1 billion, and I have two major markets to invest in. One is the bond market,
yeah.
One is the stock market, and the stock market's plummeting. I'm going to pull my cash out and go to safety. Safety is bonds. And when there's more demand for those bonds than there is supply, the rates drop down. I actually think one of the purposes of this tariff is to force a little bit of the slowing of the economy at the very moment, a little bit of a scare. I don't think it's actually going to last that long. I think we're going to do just fine. But go ahead and do a little bit of a scare, cause the Federal Reserve to cut the rates, cause the stock market to drop down a little bit. I don't think Trump is worried at all where the stock market's going to go because I think it's going to rebound and our economy is going to come back with a vengeance because you're going to have more imports and exports being more evened out. You're going to see the economy pick up. Energy wages are going to go up. I think it's a lot better long term. If it's better long term, it's better for mortgage rates. Now, what happens on the flip side is people are making more money. Interest rates are dropping. Everybody that was sitting on the sidelines to buy a home is coming out and say, hey, rates are lower. Let's buy right now.
Things get loony then.
And St. Charles County is the sixth hottest market in the country.
Wow.
In the country. So we're already seeing these bidding wars and people going into houses. Oh, I lost a house this morning, the customer tells me, because somebody offered $100,000 more than the asking price and they're paying cash. So how am I going to compete with this? We have tools that you can compete and be able to overcome. But this is what's going to happen in this market. So you're in the twos.
Yeah.
You had a great mortgage guy.
I had the
twos.
Best mortgage guy. Yeah.
And you're not going to be apt to go ahead and sell your home unless you're forced to, if you need another location or if you need a bigger home because you have more kids. You're going to stay put. Why would you want to go ahead and pay double the interest for half the house in the same payment? So the inventory is not going at the pace of people that want to buy. And so you're going to be in bidding wars. And we have tools that you can get, call us, mm-hmm. how you're going to beat the system and be able to buy the house and beat the other offers that are out there.
Kenny on YouTube says, fact, you just dropped my rate by over a point and my monthly payment $300. So Kenny, thank you for that comment and for letting us know about that with Stewart's American Mortgage. When you look at what Donald Trump, and again, I keep reminding people this, I shouldn't have to, but Donald Trump told us the whole campaign that this is what he was going to do. So for people who voted for him and are surprised now that he's doing this, you weren't paying attention. For people who didn't vote for him and are mad at him, I see how you'd be upset for voting against something and then watching it come to fruition. Donald Trump has said that we need to reset. He's kind of needs I've seen people on X calling it a great reset, that the path we're headed down, we know that it goes off a cliff. Something very significant has to change. Do you think that this is a transformative time in American history with the magnitude of what Donald Trump is doing?
I think it's huge. I mean, bring back manufacturing, bring back export imports where it's evenly divided, not where all of a sudden we're paying extra. I mean, there are some countries, I believe, that actually produce tariffs or have tariffs against our imports without us reciprocating. And that's been around for quite some time. So I think it's time. Bring back the manufacturing. Bring back wage increases. People should make more. It should be proportional to what those increases are. And you'll see an economy that's not dependent on third parties. I mean, how much do you get from China today? So go ahead and force China. And by the way, we funded China. if you look at the whole situation over the last 30, 40 years, by buying so much and saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and give China all the business in the world, it's cheaper. At the end of the day, look where they are politically and militarily because of the funds that we gave them. And that happens also with oil and other types of extremist organizations. So I think bringing back the economic power back to the United States and keeping us in control is the right direction overall. And it's great for interest rates. It's going to be great for housing. It's going to be great across the board.
Stewie, a couple of my friends in the finance world that I talk to regularly have been, and they're not Trump fans, by the way. So, well, one isn't, you know, all over the board, but it's not political. They're just saying, and they have been for a couple of years, you know, this market, this stock market is just juiced. And they were saying this before this. They've been saying it for a couple of years, that we've printed so much money that it has artificially inflated the stock market. And I just want to know if you have been thinking that for a while too, and is this correcting that?
Well, let's go back a little bit to pre-exit of COVID, okay? At the prior administration, the Biden administration, they went ahead and gave this country a $1.3 or $1.4 trillion cash influx. Remember getting those checks in the mail for the heck of it? Why did they do that? The economy was growing at a great pace at that particular moment. It was rebounding from COVID. Why would you infuse extra cash into the economy? All you're going to have is people spending money, because if they have money in their pocket, they're going to spend it. And that causes inflation a lot quicker than anything else. So I believe that the stock market's already overplayed. And I think it's going to back down and get a little more reasonable. It doesn't mean that we can't make more money overall and it can't grow properly, but you know, at the end of the day, giving a lot of people cash, that's going to be your biggest enemy of inflation.
Is this the smart way to do that? Because Trump is sort of saying it ends now, whereas would it have happened anyway?
I don't think it would have happened for quite some time. And I think we would have lost our foothold in general and be at the beck and call of other countries. Ooh. And I think he's saying this stops now. I think pull everything back, put it back into the country, bring back manufacturing. That's the key thing in this country. You see Hyundai, I think, is opening up a plant right now. So all of a sudden they're saying, oh, you know, we don't want to be responsible for these tariffs. We're gonna cooperate with you. Remember, America is the most powerful country in this world. We want to stay that way, okay? We want to be the economic power. We want to call the shots. Don't be afraid to call the shots. Don't worry about it. It'll come back. I think he's got a good team there. I think he's going in the right direction.
Stuart Rosenblum in studio with us right now. Of course, he's the president of Stewart's American Mortgage, and you know him as Stewie and the bagel loan guy. Before we let you go, Stewie, is there anything, like, because I'm always trying to analyze in my mind, all right, this is, I think I understand what Donald Trump is trying to do. What he says he's trying to do makes sense to me. Is there any way, or is there anything you're looking for to see that, oh my gosh, this has taken a turn for the worse? This is going south in a big way.
You know, I have a lot of faith in Donald Trump. Look at him historically, okay? If you look at what he does, first of all, anything that you think he's doing, scratch it out of your mind, because he has his own thoughts and own direction, and you may try to guess what it is. I don't think he's going to destroy this economy. He knows what he's doing. Again, I think it's a chess game. I think he's forcing the outside world to come and make things more fairer, more equal, and to help the country as overall. I think you're going to see over the next couple months, he's going to kind of, I wouldn't say be softened on it, but he's going to start negotiating with the different players. And all of a sudden, at the end of the day, you're going to see we're going to be in a better position after the fact. So I can't guess what Donald Trump is doing exactly. I can only speculate based on what we talked about. But knowing him and his history, he plays chess. Look at the Abraham Accords that were produced. He did the same thing during that period of time. Before the end of the day, you have peace with UAE and Israel and other places like that.
Who'd
so I think he's going to do the same thing with the economy, same thing with the other leaders. And I think he's going to deal with it also when it comes to the other types of challenges that we have in the world.
Are you paying attention to you know, we hear about no tax on tips. We hear about no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. We're watching Elon Musk cut government spending. I mean, the tariff thing is a huge part of his economic plan, but it is not only what he's doing here. Have you heard any sort of legislation or anything that has you nervous about what he's trying to do economically in the tax bill and everything? Is there anything that's on your radar off the top of your head right now?
I don't know. I think it's great. If you take $1 trillion of fat off government spending and waste, and then you cut the reciprocal side on the taxes, which gives us a little bit more money in our pockets and helps us along the way, you're not losing anything. You're not losing anything. Keep in mind, too, that he knows that there is a lot of loans out there to this country. And the interest rates that are on this country, I mean, I think there's a $100 billion interest payment coming due or something along those lines. He knows the rate that we're paying on that is exorbitant to other countries and other places. So by reducing these interest rates, he's also going to reduce the interest rates that the United States has to pay on this debt and potentially reduce that debt. So everybody thought he's going to go out and borrow money and borrow and borrow money. Well, maybe he is, but it's going to be a lot lower rate, and maybe he's going to go ahead and cut that fat. So I'm not worried about cutting taxes. And I also believe by cutting taxes, you're allowing corporations to go ahead and invest money into areas like training and expansion and growth. So if they cut those taxes, we've seen historically that when taxes are cut, companies don't sit there and just pocket the money. They go out and invest it for growth purposes. So if you do that and you cut the taxes on the reciprocal side to the individuals, and you also cut the fat, and that's the biggest thing. The biggest problem that we ever have in government is government. So if they can cut the fat and get rid of all that stuff, you're going to save trillions of dollars. On the flip side, why not give the benefit to the consumers?
Man, I'm glad that I don't have to follow Stewie in the next segment. I'm really glad that it's on your shoulders, Ryan.
Well, I think I'll do an okay job. I don't think I'll do a great job. here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay mostly away from finances.
Well, we just covered it, I think. Yeah. Stewie, thank you for coming in and giving us some of your time. I asked you last week, and I'm glad you could come in and lay it out there for us as you see it. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Don't panic. Things are good. Take advantage of those lower interest rates. Refinance if you can. If you're buying a home, do it quickly, because as the rates continue to drop, it's going to become more competitive. So do it now. Refinance now, and we're available if you need us.
Well, if you are interested in talking to Stewie, no obligation, of course, if you want to reach out and see what he's talking about specifically in your situation. I say this from the heart. I am a two-time bagel loan customer myself, and I am so grateful that I did that when I was talking about it and rates were low. If rates are lower now, because you did have to get one of those homes in the last 3 years and they were super high, you can reach Stewie directly. You can call him or text him at 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. And just say, hey, Annie keeps talking about a bagel loan. How can you help me? We appreciate you, Stewie. We'll have you back again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. We'll be back with Wiggins America next.